Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome tonight. Welcome all you PGN friends and family. This is Cheryl tonight. Supposed to have Iris with me, and maybe Felicia's even going to come on. I haven't heard from her, but I asked Felicia to come on with us tonight. Yeah, it's going to be a good night, and we're going to praise the Lord, for this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a done deal. We're rejoicing and we're being glad, and thank you, Lord, that you have sealed that you have sealed our joy, and we can draw from your fountains daily. And I've been drawing from his fountain today, and he's opened up some things to me, and I just want to thank First PGN and the blessing PGN is to all of us, because it's a place that we can come together in God's grace and love and share with one another, share the Lord. And, you know, I was just thinking today how religious and religion has done people, and what it does to people. And it's kind of like an old boyfriend I had a dream about this morning. It's kind of funny. Long time ago, this is back 16, when I was 16, I had this dream this morning. And I dreamed that, I can't really go into all of it. I don't want to go into all of it, but I've had this recurring dream that he comes back and he shouldn't be back. And I'm like, this is not where you belong here. And, so I've had this this final dream, and the Lord opened up to me just before I got on tonight. I have other things, but the Lord kind of wants me to share it because of the battle that I go through when I start to speak. But he said, this is my goodbye. Now, this is a reoccurring dream my whole life I've had. And I dealt with this a long time ago. I dealt with soul ties. I dealt with da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. I dealt with all that. And but this morning in my dream, he came back and he says, I'm saying goodbye. And he had a tear in his eye. And he kind of looked at me and said, aren't you going to cry? And I said, I cried about this a long time ago. no, bye. I was like, finally. And the Lord spoke to me, and I was like, I know some of the things the Lord's saying. He's saying a lot of things, but one of the things he's saying is, you said goodbye to religion a long time ago. You said goodbye to forms of religion that deny the power of God a long time ago. The Lord showed you a long time ago that it's kind of like an old boyfriend. You go back because you think you're going to get something. And we always get the word of God, no matter where and what form it comes in. But the spirit of religion is another thing. So I'm kissing it goodbye, and I'm remembering, and the Lord has shown me through different arenas that we have a religious mindset. We're not going to want to drink from the fountain of the Lord, and we're going to be like, it's got to be this way, and it's got to come out of this mouth, and they've got to look this way. They got to be in this form. It's got to be at church with my Sunday school teacher, at that church over there, not that one there, because blah, blah, blah. And all of that has to go, because we are just seekers, and we're drinkers, and we want what the Spirit has. And I've been on it for weeks. Those that are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. I'm going to get Iris on. She just called in. So Iris, you probably didn't hear what I was saying, but I'm going to get you on with me in case you have anything you want to say. But I was just talking about how religion can be like an old boyfriend that I kissed goodbye a long time ago. And I had a dream last night. Anyway, I'll tell you about it later. But so the Lord's been dealing with me and speaking to me. He woke me up the other morning and he showed me how some people in my life, and even that I've done this myself, how compromise comes in, and it's almost like we can make a deal with the devil. And I know that sounds terrible, but like another dream I had one time, I caught the thief stealing from my house. Well, I got the thief down by the neck, and I said, "Thief, I'll let you up if you promise me that you won't steal anymore." And so that sort of thing is pretty stupid, but that's the kind of things that we do. We make deals with the devil. I call that making a deal with the devil. You know, you know you've got a thief down by the neck, and of course the thief is going to, if he's going to lie, if he's going to steal from me, he's going to lie. Sure, I won't steal anymore. And we let him up. And so it's kind of like we don't learn our lessons. And so tonight I was doing another round of kind of a warfare thing of what's going on around me. And so the enemy comes and he tries to wear us down, and he does it through our loved ones. He does it through their religious mindsets, and he tries to intimidate with that. He tries to do all kinds of things. And we have to remind ourselves, I broke up with you a long time ago, and I realized what's going on down that road. And we have to be wise and sharp and stay that way. And so I don't know that I'm going to get into everything tonight. There was a little song that I wanted. I don't know how urgent some of these prayer needs are, but maybe we'll just get on into some prayer, and if we have time, we'll play some of this worship music in, or just stop and play some of it tonight. I do know that there are a few things I wanted to say, but I know that the Lord's saying, "Let my people go," and once and for all, this old boyfriend of religion is going to let us go. And and other things, it's not just religion, it's just familiar things that we have let go. It's like the children of Israel left Egypt, and how Pharaoh came back to attack. It's like, finally, they're out, they got the stuff, and they're on their road to the desert, and here comes Pharaoh again, after all the plagues, after all, the enemy is relentless, and he comes back in familiar spirits, and he comes back in a different package, in a different form, in a different way, with sweeter people sometimes, you know, and it's a different package. It's smooth, it's slick, it's sweet, however he can come, in whatever package he can come in to trick us and fool us. But the Lord is saying, this time I'm making him let you go. I'm drowning this thing in the sea, and you have forgotten it. It's in the sea of forgetfulness. And I'm reminding you, you let that thing go a long time ago, and it has to let you go now. So there's going to be some maybe deliverance tonight, because it's a pretty direct word that I got. Also, the Lord is saying that some bitterness is trying to creep in. We have to watch out, because the battle sometimes can be long, and we have to just guard our hearts over the bitter roots that wants to spring up and defile many. And he's going to show us those people around us that are, you know, they're slick with it. They're bitterness. Bitterness can cause a little bit of prejudice, and a little bit of clickiness, and a little bit of clanniness, and you know, you can see it, but you have to have the eyes of the Lord to see it sometimes, because it hides in other things. So anyway, God's going to show us, and he's just going to cause us to come together and be rebaptized anew, fresh and anew with holy fire, so that we can go and do what we're called to do, our destinies, and be strengthened and be encouraged with one another tonight. I had a whole huge message, but I'm just kind of sliding over. Iris, do you have anything you want to inject?
No, I didn't hear the start of it. So I don't have anything.
Okay. Well, I was just, I don't want to go back into it, but I was kissing an old boyfriend goodbye. I said, God, what does that mean? And he was like, you're kissing religion goodbye for good. And, you know, sometimes we go back and try to change things, but sometimes the Lord just wants us out, and he wants and the enemy to try to come back after us in some areas. So,
When you were talking about that, the first thing, or asked me, I thought about Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how that they had a standard, a higher standard, and how that Daniel is a heart issue, and how Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat or wine. And as soon as he did that, he found favor with the eunuch. But the eunuch was afraid of his life, you know, because he's afraid he's going to get his head taken off. But Daniel was had tenacity and persistence, and he made that persevered. He didn't change his heart. And he did ask him to do, and it said he was 10 times wiser than those sorcerers and that stargate, you know, astrologer. He was, God, you know, gave him wisdom to interpret dreams and just gifted in so many different things and favor that he had. But it was a standard that he chose not to a mixture of the Chaldeans, you know, and they had to change their life. They were young, teenage boys, and they shaved their heads and they changed their clothes and, you know, they tried to change their language, and but you couldn't change your hearts.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's, you know, there's no mixture there. It's a standard of God's standard and what God wants, you know.
Well, those people were in captivity, and that's another thing that you're talking about. The captivity of the enemy, or the yokes of the enemy, and the enemy tries to get us under control and demands and tyranny type situations, and he always wants to punish. This is how you know the enemy's around. When there's controlling spirits, when there's people that are demanding, and that can be in a sweet way, you know, and come forth, but you always feel like you've got to do what they want to do, or, you know, man's desire. Oh, no, not again. Why does it say I have 90 seconds? Dear Jesus, let me call in this thing. Hold on a minute, guys. Jesus. Are you there, Aris?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm here. I can hear you.
It just told me I had 90 seconds. Oh, no. Randy's going to shoot me. I think I just messed up the show. Oh, Lord. Hold on. Go down here and
help, Lord.
Yes, please help me, Jesus. I might be too late. Where are we at? Episodes. Let me see if I can run in and change my time real quick, but I think it's too late. You guys pray. I I think it had gave me 15 minutes. I didn't give myself time. It was in there. What's the date today, Iris?
Ooh, I think Sunday was the 7th, 8th, 9th.
Okay, I got it. Oh, here we go. I don't know if it'll let me change my time. Anyway, so we still have time. So I don't know how much time it'll give us, but here we are. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go back to the studio. I don't know. It just said 15 minutes, but let me see if I can get a caller. 617-775.
Hi.
I'm going to put you guys all on in case it does a craziness, okay? And I'm going to give you numbers like we did before. 617, you're number one. 404, you're number two. 470, you're number three. And 347, you're number four. And we're going to start taking callers because I think I may have gave myself just a little bit of time tonight. So anyway, we'll skip the rest of what I was saying. You take 617-775. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Brooke, and I'm calling from Boston, outside of Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. Hey, Brooke.
Hi.
How are you?
Evening. I'm doing well. I guess we're under some time constraints, so I don't want to take up.
I don't know, sweetie. I don't know what I did, but I don't remember putting a time frame in my program. So from now on, Randy's just going to do set up my programs or somebody because I'm not good at it.
I think I'm doing very well.
His time and, I just forget stuff. But anyway, so Brooke, thank you. I think this word tonight was for you, that old boyfriends, old familiar things, old habits, is God's breaking it, that we said goodbye to it, and it wants to come back after us.
And so
we just speak this right now into I'm hearing something. If everybody else can mute me. I appreciate it. So I can have everybody on so I don't hear a lot of noise. If you don't mind the people that are waiting, go ahead and mute me. And then when we get done here, with Brooke, you can unmute me when I call upon your number.
Anyway,
thank you, Lord, for blessing Brooke tonight. We thank you, God, for setting the captive free tonight. I thank you, Father, there's yokes in all of our lives that you want to break. There is hindering spirits, Lord. There's people around us, Father, that have tried to frame our way of thinking and cause us to come into the box again try to keep us from being as free as we need to be. Lord, and we just break that right now, and we just thank you for the freedom of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the freedom of the Lord in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you're going to open up the doors, Father, that we can worship you in spirit and truth, God, and that the heavens are open above us, Lord, and that you're moving, and that we are moving, and we have our being in you, Lord, and that we're free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you for those words penetrating into our life and penetrating into our soul and our whole being, God, that our whole being worships you with all that we have, Lord, because we don't want a form of religion. A form of religion never helped anyone, God. We want the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And Lord, we want to live and breathe and have our being in you. We want to be hidden in you. And I speak this for Brooke, Lord. I speak the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost to come to Brooke and set her free from everything that's hold, every yoke of bondage, everything that keeps her from freedom, everything that keeps her from love and the fruits of the Spirit and the power of God in her life, Lord. And I release her now into the gifts and the anointing and the destiny that God has for her. In Jesus' name, go ahead, Iris.
I heard the word sensitive, that Brooke is very sweet spirit, gentle spirit, but very alert, quick to detect, have insight, and how that you can respond. You're a feeler and you can sense things, but you're also very tactful and thoughtful and delicate. You're very, you know, people may think, you know, that you're a pushover, but you're wiser and you kind of sit back and watch and listen and you can see the whole picture.
Sometimes. Really identify with your with the word tonight. It was really right on, and just so wow. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome,
Cheryl.
I'm still trying to think.
I don't know the other sister's name, Cheryl,
Iris.
And the other Iris. Thank
yes.
you, Iris. That was spot on, I think. I'm working to get to that place, and I've been sensing this sort of very strange, distance feeling Oh, it's so scary when you don't feel close to, you know, you feel the Holy, where are you? Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. You know, it feels, it's
yes,
just,
I know exactly what you mean. I feel
do
that
you know what I mean?
When I pray.
Whoa.
And this is what we do when we feel that way, Brooke. We just pray anyway. And it's like God shows up.
Pray through it.
Because he's wanting us to walk by faith. Remember in Song of Solomon how he would pack up and leave? Where are you at, God? And she's asking him, where do you feed your flocks at noon, Lord? Why should I be like an unveiled one? Why should I be unveiled? Why should I, you know, why? Or a veiled one, either way.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever they did. And she's like, where are you? Why do I have to be like this, you know? And so it's kind of like he wants us to come after him. It's like intimacy and climax and a love story and in a love relationship. And he wants us to run after him. And sometimes it's hard. Fasting and prayer is running after him. I mean, you know how you feel when you're fasting?
Not
too hot.
But stay with it, right?
Yeah, it's like, where are you, God? I'm starving, I'm hungry, I'm needy. It sucks.
How do I get there?
So,
good.
And he does show up, and he shows up, I remember Iris and I used to host a GLOW meetings, and you know we would prepare when most people wanted us to do this and do that and blah blah blah. No, we're on our face for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, this is back in the day. This was probably 20 years ago, and God would just show up. You know, we didn't have to do anything, you know.
Yeah.
Well, people just had to show up, and it was like, it was amazing.
Wow.
So,
Yeah,
that sort of thing. You get it.
I do, and I receive it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. Is there anything we can agree with you on?
I think we've agreed. And,
amen.
Yeah. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Cheryl and Iris.
Okay.
Thank you. Blessings. Good night.
You're too sweet.
Thank you.
Okay, caller number two. I think someone, one of them hung up. Are you on? Caller number two? How about number three? I got you guys all on. So 617.
I'm here.
Are you there?
470.
Okay, 470, since you're talking.
Jeez.
Hey. I can't hear you. I can barely hear you.
So this is Davey from Georgia. I apologize. I was hanging a picture.
So we can't get any callers. I know how this goes. I know what's going on. Woo! Yeah, buddy. Wow. Okay. Davey, hallelujah. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is there is freedom, girl. Even though we do some crazy stuff sometimes. We make some deals with the devil. Don't even know it. Oh, that's what the Lord said to me. God, we've made deals with the devil. Sometimes it takes us a while to get out, and God breaks every, that's a yoke. You know, when we make a deal like that, this is ministry to you. It's a yoke, right? And so he's breaking every yoke, just like he said tonight. He's breaking every yoke. And those things that have been coming after you, the Lord sees it. He said he sees that you broke covenant with it, and it's coming after you again and again and again and again. And so, Lord, we just thank you right now that she is blessed and she is forgiven. And Lord, she's being transformed and by the renewing of her mind, Lord, and the things, the choices that she made of yesterday is not going to be able to follow her very long into tomorrow. And God, that you're breaking and you're rearranging and you're changing things for her right now. And we thank you that her children are going to be blessed, that she's going to be blessed, that they are blessed. Now, but Lord, that you're going to bring more blessings their way. And thank you, Lord, that she's not, we speak against being judged, wrongfully judged, Lord. We break that off of her. We break those words off of her. We break that punishing spirit that comes after her to punish her, the tyranny, blame shifting thing from the children of wrath that comes at her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, it's a new day. God, you're going to have your way, Lord, that you're breaking every one of those things and you're dealing with it, Father, one by one. Father, you're breaking it and you're remaking Davy's life. Go ahead, Iris.
Ironic, because we were just with Brittany, and you mentioned the Song of Solomon. I have my Bible open. This pertains to Davy. In Solomon's 2:12, the flowers appeared on the earth, and it's time for singing. The birds has come, and the voice of turtle dove has been heard. I heard you last night about the flowers when you were speaking with Randy, and how that. Yeah, the flowers. And I looked down, I saw this word flowers. I said, well, this is awesome. But in verse 14, she just amplified. So I went with him. When we were climbing the rocky steps upon the hillside, my beloved shepherd said to me, oh, my dove, while you're here in the seclusion of the cleft of the rock, and the Lord's been hiding you in the cleft of the rock and that seclusion where you just feel that protection, you feel his love and safe. And but she's let me hear your voice and your hearing the voice of God and how sweet His love is and gentle His love is. But at the same time, it said her heart was touched and she would sing her desires to the Lord. But she mentioned that, you know, the little foxes try to destroy the vine. And they're just little things that try to come and take your joy or try to take your peace, you know. But she's so in love with the Lord that she gets focused back on Him. And when she misses Him, she pursues Him. And anyway, it's just beautiful what the Lord's doing in your heart, Daisy. It's like a pursuit that nothing can, a fiery love that nothing can separate you from the love of God.
I believe that. I believe that. I think sometimes, you know, people may have hurt us, and then especially if we absorb that and we almost carry that and not so much going over, I care this much about what this person said or said about me or said over me or spoke over me. But sometimes spiritually it affects us is what I'm telling you. And, you know, just trying to cast all that down and just know that God is on my side and, you know, I need to be on my own side. Does that make sense? I mean, not that you won't be for people and be on their side too, and God loves all of us, but just to
that's
learn
what,
that. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
That God just asks for progress, not perfection, and He sees your future. He sees what your destiny is. He sees what you are and loves you there, and then He also sees what you can become through Him, and He just sees it all at once. And to just embrace that and try to let go of the baggage, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like her Cheryl said that she heard Randy say one time, don't live in the emotional realm. You know, when words are spewed out on us or negativity, and it's like we guard our heart with all diligence for how that flows the issues of life. And when we're guarding our heart, you know, we're not allowing those defiling things that people are saying or doing or thinking, or, you know, where the issues of our heart can be worship and praise and thanksgiving and giving thanks to God and testifying for Him and reading our Bible or dancing in the living room, just you and the Lord, are both so boy, just you and the Lord dancing when no one else is there and romancing and glancing at each other. Oh, the fiery love. The fiery love. Oh, it's a pure, undefiling love. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I guess we're going to have time after we pray for. See, nobody else can call in. I did this before. I didn't set my time, but it's already set for 15 minutes. So
we have 15 minutes in the broadcast?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Already set. The program's already set for 15 minutes when you get on, and I didn't look at it. I just didn't look over at it and change it. Oh, my gosh. So,
okay, I just have one thing. It's a really simple question. I've been going through my house, and I have bought my sons. They each have they got, you know, they like Pete's Dragon. It was a Walt Disney movie, and so you know they each have dragons in their room. And then my son, my oldest son, I got him a. It looks like it's a tool. but it's made into a scorpion. It's really an interesting piece of art. But I've been thinking about things, and I don't want anything in my house that's not of God. And, you know, I just want it. And I've been going back and forth. I even had it by the trash can for a couple of days, and I was like, I just got to keep searching this thing out. And I don't know if I should get rid of them. And I guess if anybody receives anything, I just don't. I know that you can pray for God to cleanse things. But I don't want to keep something that may bring something that's not of God around.
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes we go overboard on that. Like, okay, I'm looking at this frog on my window right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can, look at that and go, frogs, well, they come, they're filthy. They come, they're filthy spirits that come out of the false prophet's mouth, you know, unclean things, you know. It's symbols and stuff. Demons can get in symbols, but are they always in symbols? Not in every symbol, you know, you're just going to have to weigh that out. And we've all went crazy. We've burned our rock and roll albums. We've burned all kind of stuff. She's given away rings that she wished she had never given away. You know, it's just crazy. We've done some crazy stuff, but you have to just let the Lord
work out your salvation. Yeah.
Yeah, and not get hype too hyper about everything, you know. We even got hyper faith. So, yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's.
You know, there's weightier things, justice and mercy, and there's weightier things. But you know, the enemy can get in stuff. We don't want anything to do with that. But mostly, it's flesh and blood. The enemy gets in these days. Yeah, law on.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah. I don't know. I've got to go through my books. I do need to go through my books. And
yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I've got boxes and boxes of books. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Those are my items in question. I'll keep searching.
I don't think anything about a dragon could be too good, because dragons definitely stand for the enemy for sure, you know. The old serpent. But, you know, what do you know? I'm not going to tell you to do that.
There's in their games they play with dragons and dungeons and.
Oh, no, that I wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, that's that role playing
yeah.
game is that and
yeah.
Pokemon. I mean, there's different.
Yeah,
things.
That's bad.
They
stuff,
try to
yeah.
get you in touch with the spiritual realm is what it actually does.
Oh,
so,
I don't know much about it. I've just heard people talk about or mention that with their kids.
It tries to open up a door is the real
yeah.
thing. I mean, some people really don't understand what's your problem with this or that. It's because, in theory, you go through, and the cartoon's very much like that, where this creature does what, you know, you want it to do or whatever. You know, it's not like you actually do it. So what is that? How does, like, someone get a table to levitate? You think they can just, you know, put their hand over it and it levitates? No, there's a spirit pushing that table up. That's an example. So.
Well.
Yeah,
the Holy
so
Spirit
the
will
it.
Show you. Yeah, the Holy Spirit will show you. Have peace about it. I know this young woman, she was married, and anyway, was married, but after she had the hot house by herself, and she just kept having nightmares, and she was troubled, but she didn't know why. And the Lord revealed to her that her ex-husband had left some music and that wasn't godly in the bedroom there, and she found it, and she was just, you know, anyway, she called her parents and they went over there and they just prayed over her, and because she was really fighting depression and really troubled over everything and the dreams she was having. And anyway, they just cleaned it all out. But the Holy Spirit will reveal truth to you, you know, and show you.
Well, you know, what's given us more problems though over the years? You got to weigh some of this stuff out.
Fear.
You know, choices that were made or stuff hanging on our wall, you know. You know what? So, listener. We can get hyper over stuff, you know, and I have, and I'm telling you, I try to get stuff out of my house. I'm not saying nothing against any of that. But if we pay more attention to making right choices and, you know, getting our spiritual house in order, our you know, wow, we'd be better off, you know, instead of making it on the minors all the time. You know, every demon in every corner, so to speak. And yeah, like it's been the major choices and choices that I've made that, you know, I did not seek the Lord on that's given me the most problems. You know, just thinking, you know, you're especially you, Davey, in this time in your life where you're down, the enemy would want you to make moves. Major moves that he could just get you in another mess, you know. You have to just guard your heart with all diligence and then make choices that, you know, you've gotten wisdom on, and even counsel and discernment. Yeah, I think that will be what God is saying more to you right now in this time in your life, and just relax, you know, in Him, like Iris was saying, and be with Him, and yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But anyway,
well, just remarking on the isolation, I do feel, because I live where I live, it's kind of like a cave. Got two small windows in my boy's room, don't have any windows, can't see out, can't really tell what's going on outside. But I was reading something about how sometimes God, you know, puts us in a cave, like, you know, King David found himself in a cave. But anyway, he does that so we can draw close to Him. So that's pretty interesting.
Guess what?
Okay,
I shouldn't say that I crawl in my cave, but you know, yeah, God, that's where God wants me right now, or He would have a bunch of people around, you know. But anyway, we had to do what?
I said, all right, guys, thank you. I'm not cutting you off. I just know that you guys are maybe on very limited time.
I don't really have anything else to say. we got one more caller. Nobody else can call.
It's a short show. All right.
That's a good way to have a short, happy show. All right, Davey. We'll talk to you later. God bless you. All right.
God bless you guys, too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
404-513. Hello. Hello, 404-513. So, Iris, do you have any prayer requests?
No, I can't think of anything right at the
moment.
They're on.
They probably stepped away, so if we'll give them a few.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on some music, and we'll give them some time to come back. And this is an awesome video I found, but I'm going to just turn it on here for a few minutes.
Thank you. close your eyes and behold him. Behold his glory. Forget what's happening in the room. Just whatever you have to do. Come on. He gave everything for us to be able to have eyes and ears to hear into this reality, to see him. The Spirit's here right now. Jesus is here. His blood has opened up our ears, and his blood is that salve upon our eyes so we can see him. We can see him rightly. Just look upon him in reverence and awe. Gaze upon him in his majesty. Where we belong, Lord. We're not trespassers. We're not trespassing into the Holy of Holies, Lord. This is home. This is where we belong. Go, Lord.
Thank you.
what you have.
Okay, guys. I think I'm just going to end the show. It's just us. And unless you have any prayer requests or anything, 404 hung up. I guess they thought that we didn't call them, but we tried to call them. So unless you guys have anything else you want to say, I'm going to say good night.
Hey,
what?
Cheryl?
Yeah.
Cheryl, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, this is Davey. Right before you hang up. I got a letter yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I had felt discouraged in some ways for some time. And it was like I fought and fought and fought and prayed and prayed and prayed, you know, whether it be through spiritual warfare or just prayer and,
yeah.
You know, what had about, you know, on some matters. And this letter just, I could feel the Spirit of God all over it. And it just was so encouraging. And God was telling me to pray a psalm, a certain specific psalm.
Yeah.
And I just want to lift, you know, the situation in the letter, that the letter was addressing up. And, you know, because I gotten to the point where I was like, God, just please, you know, let my previous prayers stand. And not that I didn't pray at all, but I used to really, 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 really do a lot more. And I just want to lift the situation up, you know, that God's will be done in lives, you know, in families, and, you know, that God just get a hold of us all and his will just come on down onto the earth.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. And I found myself having to fight to pray a lot. And like that's what I was saying tonight, like there's distractions around me that pull on us. These things pull on us, these that's the whole thing of the enemy's tactics, is to get us distracted and so that we can't concentrate on souls. I told I text Randy and said one of my peeves lately is that there's not a hunger for souls in the church anymore, and that you know, we used to gather around and pray for souls, and we would make appointments to pray for souls, and you know, some of us still do that on the phone and stuff, but we would do that at church meetings, and we would spend hours doing that. And we would have, you know, not a church meeting, but a prayer meeting. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. What was this letter supposed to be? What? I don't understand the correlation of with your prayer and the letter,
okay.
The prayer that you wanted.
Okay, I I'm trying to get a hold of it. Hang on. Let's see. That's Sunday. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to waste your time.
No, you're not wasting my time. There's not. I mean, we don't have anything else to do but shut the show down, sweetie. I think I'm in trouble. But it's all right.
No, you're not in trouble.
Won't be the first time. Do what?
I said it was Psalms 5.
Uh-huh.
And it had to do with guidance, you know, over me and my situation and my loved ones. And you know, it was praying for guidance, clear out hearts with his love and to bless our hearts with new beginnings. It talked about, and it kind of goes along with what we talked about on the show, what you talked about. It talked about how we can be lifted up or brought low by what one sees in another, and how mm-hmm. other people's anger or negativity can influence us, you know?
Right.
And just releasing that, for that to be released, for God to guide our hearts and give us guidance and encouragement and to bless us. And, you know, onto the path that God would have us to go, which is the straight, you know.
Pray it. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and I'll
okay.
Just take off.
Oh, okay, Lord. I mean, I'm just using this letter, because
right.
this letter just, I was in tears when I read it.
Right.
Okay. All right, Father, I just pray, God, that you will send faith-filled believers into my path, into my loved one's path, Lord, into our lives, into my family, God, into my children's lives, Father, that will encourage us to move with faith and go forward, Lord, and to just clear out the junk and that it be disposed of, and for our minds not to be cluttered with the darkness of the enemy. So that faith-filled words, seeds would be deposited in our thoughts, and that these seeds would nourish our faith with encouragement and raise our lives to another level in you, oh God. Okay. I just pray, Father, that Psalm 5 reads, Lord, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. The inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. But thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. And I just pray that, God. I pray that, you know, over us, over this ministry, over, you know, God's people, over our family, Father, whether they be connected by blood or marriage, Father. I pray that that take place, Lord, in the generations of my family that are here on this earth, Lord, whether they be connected by blood or marriage, God. And I pray that this is over my children, Father, and over myself, Father. And
You still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I thank you, God, that you hear our prayers and that you're answering the cries of our heart. I thank you, God, that you're blessing our hearts with new beginnings and clearing out our hearts with love, with your love. Father, please help us, God, to get rid of any anger or negativity, Father, and not be influenced by such things. Not be influenced by baggage. And let us just grab our luggage and move forward with you, Father. Release your Holy Spirit into our relationships. And just, Holy Spirit, take over our hearts and guide us and encourage us. Bless our relationships, our families, Father, and make our way straight. Guide us with truth and in your heart, oh God, with love. Make us to be cheerful and help us to have grateful hearts. I pray, Father, that wonders and miracles be released into these relationships through the power of God's Holy Spirit, surrounding our hearts and enfolding them with your love, oh God, and your healing light into our body, mind, soul, and spirit, Father, that they might heal. That you will just take down doubts and fears, God, that create walls so that we will not be able to receive or give love, God. You'll just tear it down, Father. You break those yokes, God.
Amen.
Let us come to you and rejoice, oh God. Protect us, Jesus, so that we can live in your love and dance in your light. Give us the grace to make amends and walk in unity. Bless us with your love-killing presence and mend all that has been broken and make us whole as individuals and in our relationships, but in our families, God. And help us to live with expectation that God's miracles are coming. Help us to have that faith, oh God, and stand on you, your word, as our rock, God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you, Father, that these situations and these relationships are turning around, oh God. And we give you the glory. In the name of
amen.
Jesus, amen.
Well,
and
Lord,
I'm
making Davy strong. I thank you, Father God, that she is getting stronger and stronger. Lord, as the days go by, Lord. You're strengthening her with might and power in her inner man, Lord, and she's going to be strong. And Lord, we're not looking to situations, Father, to make us strong. We're looking to you to make us strong. We're not going to look at our circumstances around us, God, because you can change those in a day. You can change the situations around us in a day, God. You have the power and the authority to. And Lord, we're not ignorant to the enemy's devices either, God. And the enemy tells on himself. He has a way of telling on himself. And so, Lord, help us to be sharp so that we can hear and be quick to hear and slow to speak, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name,
anything else before we move on?
Well, the Lord was reminding me, I didn't mention that a while ago, but it mentions in Song of Solomon 2 about the little, take the foxes, you know, take away the foxes. They're spoiling the vines. It said that they're in bloom. It was a time when with the vineyard, you know, was in bloom, and that was a time that, you know, the foxes tried to come when things were blossoming and blooming and give scent and fragrance, and you have a fragrance of the Lord, and when there's prayer and there's fasting and seeking the Lord and preparing yourself like Esther did. She prepared her hair herself for 6 months with fragrances and oils, and it all is the anointing and the fragrance of the Lord's beauty. In the Songs of Solomon, you know, it was the beauty. He just saw beauty in her, and the Lord, you know, sees you, you know, with the beauty of the Lord. He sees your heart's cry. He just wants you to stay focused. Stay focused, because it's a time when the grapevines are blossoming. That's when the foxes try to come and take that away, you know. But she returns it, but she turns and she gets away from that, and she gets away from the distraction. She goes back, my beloved, you know, he is mine and I'm his. And she gets focused back on, you know, her beloved. And you get focused back on Jesus, your beloved bridegroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, since the winter's passed, we're getting through the winter. We are having the rains, but flowers are going to start spring, you know. And it talked about singing. Was it time to sing? And God inhabits the praises of his people. When we worship him, inhabits the praises of his people.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Stay in praise and things.
Something's coming at us. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to go get some
water. I'm going to have to pray that. Yes, please go get some water.
In verse 17, it says, until which the time should refresh the day. Let me go to the Amplified 17. Then longingly addressing her, the absent shepherd, she cries. When she feels like she's alone and she's absent, you know, he's absent, she cries out until the day breaks, you know, and the shadows flee away. Return hastily, my beloved, and be like a gazelle, a young hart, a deer, as you cover the mountains which separate us. You know, she instantly focused back on the Lord, on the Solomon, and we focus back upon the Lord, you know, and he said, there's nothing that shall separate us from the love of God. But she distinctly said, my beloved, he is mine, and you know that you're his, and he is yours.
Yes.
I love the Book of Solomon. But she said, I'm only a little rose, autumn in the plain of Sharon, a humble little lily in the valley that grows in the deep, difficult places, Song Solomon 1. And so many times we're in valleys, but it says we grow in the deep, difficult places. The roses, lilies grow there. And Jesus is the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. And he helps us these valleys where we grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Solomon, he even replied, he says, like the lily among thorns, so are you, my beloved, among the daughters. There's thorns all around everywhere, but, you know, Solomon's, you know, he saw her like a lily, pure, holy, and white, and like Jesus is the lily of the valley, and he looks at us in these places where there's thorns and that are pricking us and people are in the niche, you know. The Lord, he's all-seeing, and says, you're a daughter among the daughters, you're my favorite. And each one of us, you know, has that personal awareness of the Lord's love. But years ago, I read that grow in the deep, difficult places, you know. But it's rich in the valley. you know, a lot of dairies are in the valley. Being a country girl, you know, I'm around mountains in the valley, and they have, you know, farms in the valley, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. That really speaks my heart. Sorry. Father, I lift that situation in prayer, God, that whatever is coming through the air, God, it will not affect her and continue to affect her, Lord, as the night goes on, or even beyond that or any other time, Father, that you will just shut it down. You shut it down. I ask you in the name of Jesus, Father, and that you just send forth your Holy Spirit and you send forth your angels. And I pray a bloodline of Jesus around Cheryl and around her house, or around us, around myself, and even the Christian woman who sent me that letter. In the name of Jesus, that no one will incur anything from the enemy, because we were being obedient to you, oh God, and your call. We were responding to your call for us and our families, God. And I just thank you for what you're going to do and what you're already done. In the name of Jesus, God.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise
you.
Thank you.
If you shut doors that no man can open, and you open doors that no man can shut, and Lord, we just yield to your will tonight, God. And yes, it doesn't have to be grandeur, you know, his will for us. Father, what you've done for us is plenty. What you've done for us dying on the cross is more than we, and for our children and for our families. And Lord, we just humble ourselves before you, God. And we just thank you, Lord. If you want us lifted up, you'll lift us up, God. We don't have to have man lift us up, Lord. We don't look to man. And God, we just thank you, Father, that you've been lifted up. And you said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. So tonight, God, we want our children drawn to you. We want our loved ones drawn to you. And Father God, what's important is that the world is drawn to you, Father, not that man is lifted up, Lord. And you've had enough of that, God. And if you have to get the message through, any way you need to, Lord, get the message through to the body, Lord, that you want to be lifted up, God, and that you will draw, that you will draw all men unto you, Lord. And God, we just thank you that for the unity and a bond of peace, Lord, in your house, in your beloved, and we thank you for everything that you've done for us, God. And we seal these prayers tonight. And we ask you for peace, God, and shalom in our families. Lord, you said that my people will live in peaceful, quiet habitations. And so, Lord, we just call that and claim it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you that this will never, ever happen again, God, that that I get my ducks in a row. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Sorry. It's okay. God's a friend for progress, not perfection.
Wow. Lord have mercy. All right. I'm going to call it a night. I've been sick anyway. I have been, they say it's a cold, but some say it's